Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 32 to 37 read, "And David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth.' But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defiled the armies of the living God.' And David said, 'The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.' And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.'" I can only imagine the excuses that many gave for not wanting to fight Goliath. No soldier was trained well enough or equipped to meet the daily challenge. Most likely there was unanimity in believing that they were helpless victims without a workable plan. Think about that. Unanimity in believing that they can't do anything, so they became victims rather than victorious. Today, we shelter young people and perhaps rob them of the opportunities to serve, trust, and demonstrate God's faithfulness. Like soldiers in this historical account, they have learned a lifestyle of victimhood rather than victory. Perhaps we rely too much on our training and on our logic and on our plans and not enough on our God, and have passed this defeatist mind frame on as our legacy. Perhaps the young people that have come behind us have been so protected in their lives that they've never really been out serving the king and seen what the cost is to do that. David was responsible from a very young age. If his job was to take care of the sheep, he was going to take care of it, and if he needed help, he learned to go to God for his help. The young people in your life, when they need help, where are they going for it? Certainly, I hope they come to you, and that you point them to God, and that that becomes the norm in your life, so that when trials and tribulations come down the road, they know what to do with them. Not like David's brothers, but like David. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.